Hey everyone, today I'm going to talk about the root of all addiction. This is episode 6 of August Wisdom, my series of 31 episodes in 31 days in August, where I just give short talk on a piece of wisdom that I've either come across or that I've discovered on my path of growth and study and teaching and coaching and all the rest of it. And today we're going to talk about the root of all addiction, what I think addiction really boils down to, and what people essentially tend to say once they've come out of an addiction, what they tend to say the root of it was. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. And listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide Deep Psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So, just before we begin talking about this, I just want to remind you that if you book 10 sessions with me, my coaching sessions in August, you'll get a 25% discount. It's a very big discount. And you also get an extra 10% off if you've never done any coaching or classes with me before. So head to deep-psychology.com to check that out and to get in touch with me if you're up for that. All right, so let's talk about the root of all addiction. So, what am I talking about here? When we look at things like alcohol addiction, drug addiction, whether it's heroin or crack cocaine or it's weed or whatever, and then we look at things like social media, mobile phone addiction, or food addiction, or even like subtler addictions that we have, we often sort of divide them into, well, this is like a genetic thing, and this is like a chemical addiction, and this other one's like a more psychological addiction. And there might be some differences in terms of those variables. I'm not a huge expert on this stuff, I have to admit. But from my perspective, what I can see is that all addiction, and again, what addicts tend to admit to as well, is that basically the root of all addiction is just unhappiness. That's really what it boils down to. And that might sound like an oversimplification. And you might be asking, well, unhappiness, well, that's kind of obvious, but surely there's different reasons people get unhappy. You know, if you lose your job, for example, you're going to be unhappy. Or if something happens in your family, you're going to be unhappy, or whatever it is. Now, I understand what you're saying, but listen to what I have to say. Addiction is about unhappiness. It's about not facing the pain or the sort of underlying cause of our pain head on, right? That is true for all addiction in my eyes, right? And the insight, the power of this, is that the addiction is essentially a distraction, right? Because if you have a problem and you become addicted to something because of that problem, whatever the problem is, what the addiction allows you to do is spend a lot of energy being addicted to the thing. Whether it's pornography or weed or alcohol or heroin or cocaine or whatever it is, you spend a lot of time on that and a lot of money, I'm sure, and effort and energy and willpower and all the rest of it, and you never actually solve the thing, right? So let's say you're miserable in your career. Well, instead of drinking away the problem, the best way is to do something about the situation, right? To change the situation that is making you unhappy. Because if you just become an alcoholic because you're miserable in your career, and that might sound like an oversimplification, but this is a I'm sure this is a very common problem. Perhaps not alcoholic in that, you know, you literally cannot function, but to have some form of addiction, some form of dependency, I'm sure that lots of people do because of their career. Drinking alcohol does not solve anything. That just puts a plaster on what is quite a big wound, on quite a big problem that needs a solution, right? And the plaster doesn't heal anything. The plaster just prevents treatment. It actually prevents you from seeing the problem. It covers up the wound and prevents you from seeing what the problem is, right? The same thing goes for something like pornography. People get addicted to pornography because they want a high. And underneath the need for that high is really a sense of hollowness. People, if you're happy and you feel content, you're not going to watch pornography to give you a high. Why would you do that? You simply wouldn't be attracted to it. You wouldn't need that jolt of excitement or whatever it is. You wouldn't need that because you're happy, right? But if you're addicted to pornography, at the root of it is really discontent. Now, you can talk about, well, it's a sexual pattern, it's, you know, it's a behavioral pattern, it's maybe a long-term habit, right? But ultimately, what you'll find if you're addicted to pornography is that part of you really feels whole and you're using it, pornography, to try and fill it up. That sounds terrible in the context of pornography, but we'll stick with it. And because people in general have a pretty poor understanding of this stuff, it's not only that they see addictions actually to be the cause of some sort of external factor and only the result of that, it's that they become addicted to things and don't realize that the reason for that is simply because they're at the root of it, there's some form of unhappiness, some form of imbalance, or some problem that is leading to unhappiness, right? And because the way that our medical system works is that it diagnoses things as though they were happening to us. Pretty much all disease is diagnosed in this way, right? And addiction is kind of done the same way. And listen, of course there is an external cause. Like if you lose your job, or if you're unhappy in your career, or there's some sort of family crisis, or anything else, that is, of course, that's an external thing. But what we're not seeing is that the actual addiction is not because of the problem. It's because of the unhappiness or the stress caused by the problem, right? And as soon as we admit that, and here's the key, as soon as we admit that, the problem is now back in our hands. We're not just an innocent victim of addiction. We are actually co-creators of it. You know, it's because we are unhappy and we don't know what to do and we don't see a way out that we become addicted, because that's our only recourse in that situation. As soon as we admit that, a bit of space opens up and we can say, well, okay, right, I understand that I'm doing it because I'm unhappy in some way and I can't see a way out. Right, okay. But as soon as I realize that, a bit of space opens and I can start asking questions. I can start saying, well, okay, right, if the fundamental thing is unhappiness, what is causing my unhappiness? My family, my job, whatever. Lack of friendships, lack of connection, lack of purpose in life, anything like that. And then that's the cause, right? That's the actual first thing. And then the dissatisfaction caused by that is what's leading to the addiction. As soon as I get to that first cause, well, okay, there we go. I'm back. I'm in control now because I can start asking questions. When you're in the midst of an addiction, you can't ask those questions because you're on a loop. You're on an addictive loop, an addictive cycle where a lot of time and energy and money is spent upholding the addiction, and you have little space to look more closely at what is happening. So that's my fundamental thesis, is that the cause of all addiction is essentially just unhappiness and discontent, right? And I don't want you to take this as some sort of frivolous insight. I really want you to understand that this is the fundamental cause of it, beyond all the sort of surface reasons that we give it. And this is a very empowering insight, because if you're able to deal with unhappiness in a healthy way, and you're able to produce more happiness in your life, then you're less likely to be addicted. And when you become addicted to something, that's like an alarm to say, okay, there is something happening here that is making me deeply unhappy and unsatisfied. And if I don't deal with that, then I can be addicted as long as I want to this thing, but the problem isn't going to go away. And the addiction will just become more ingrained the longer I leave the wound festering. And nothing is going to change. As soon as you realize that unhappiness is the cause, you're back at the rein, you're back at the helm, and then you can actually start to address the underlying thing that is causing the discontent. So, great. I think that's all I wanted to say for episode 6 of August Wisdom. 31 episodes in 31 days in August. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Apple if you have yet to subscribe. And come back at 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. British Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the next episode tomorrow, and of course until the end of August. Thanks a lot for joining me, and I'll see you very soon for more. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.